Hola, hola, buenos días. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos? This is your host, Isela Martín, and your co-host,
Gabriela Fernández.
This is La Hora with Isela y Gabriela. Sí, estamos despiertas on KVON. Just a little bit, even though after the celebrations. On KVON 1440 AM and live streaming on KVON.com. We always, always try and send you guys over to our Instagram page, which is...
La Hora 1440 KVON. I was like, Laura 1440 KVON. Yes.
So please like our page. And then also you can also send us a you can send us a private message and let us know, you know, answers to certain things or maybe just your personal experience on some topics that we have on the air. Of course, yesterday was El 4 de Julio, 4th of July yesterday, with all those celebrations going on. I know unos estamos desvelados. We did the fireworks. I did my fireworks show on the road, did a small pit stop in American Canyon, which was an awesome, amazing show. I'm not really much into fireworks or anything, but holy smokes.
I remember the fireworks that they have in Mexico. Those ones are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They're
those
fun.
Dangerous.
Dangerous, but a good time.
I know, right? In Mexico, los cuentas, woo, boom. I could totally remember that. Yes,
it
is.
That's what I call a show.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when you got firecrackers in La Plaza and all good stuff. Yeah, it's really, really nice. So how was your 4th of July?
It was good. I slept for most of it, to be completely honest. I needed to catch up on some sleep. And then finally, like around like las cuatro me desperté, and I decided to head on down to the Oxbow Commons just to kind of check it out. I felt really conflicted this year celebrating 4th of July, you know, because you're supposed to be celebrating independence. And just with everything going on around the world and the current, you know, political climate, I was just like, independence for who? Like, I kind of felt like the day was a little bit of, I don't want to use the word joke because maybe that's offending other people. But you know what? Like, for me, I'm using personal statements. So it kind of felt like that a little bit. It felt a little, I don't know, I was conflicted. So, you know, but I mean, I still went out just to see what was going on.
Right.
Because, you know, the other part of me recognizes, you know, I am privileged to have my independence after my parents did, you know, their own migration to the country. And I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, la lucha isn't over, and you can't just think about yourself. There are so many other people that need help. And,
right.
And you can't forget about that part. So.
And we can't forget also all the men and women that have died in the position for what we have now. And I understand the stance you're taking. But we do have, and our hearts go out to todo lo que está pasando cerquitas de la frontera. And I know that it's hard. It's like you don't know which way to kind of go. And unfortunately that todos nosotros estamos pasando from this. I mean, no tuvimos la experiencia de que nos detengan.
But you feel it.
You know, you do, because it's...
I have undocumented family members in my family, so it's like I see the fear in their eyes.
Right.
When ICE came here, you know, and did their raids, like, we came on La Hora, and we were trying to, you know...
We were scrambling.
With Northway Rapid Response Network, you know, so it's just like it very much hits home whether or not it's personally happened to us or, you know, it's somebody in our family.
No, I see. And on the up and up, we do want to talk about, I mean, and I think that this is somewhat related. I know we're talking about celebrations of 4 de Julio, the 4th of July. And Andrés Manuel López Obrador, that is the new president-elect for Mexico. And he said something important that I, you know, se me ha quedado. Es de la gente para la gente. So I have to congratulate Andrés Manuel López Obrador for being the new president-elect for Mexico. And with that said, I mean, I got like two or three emails that if we were going to talk about it and where he was going. And unfortunately, I mean, estamos en una hora muy precisa en lo que Andrés Manuel López Obrador is coming into play. So we're crossing and prayers go out to Mexico. Que todo es, no es que vaya a ser una salvación, because there's only so much you can do in
of
a certain amount of time.
Of course.
And unfortunately, you can't be reelected. So we're looking for the shadow also that's going to be shadowing Andrés's spot as well.
But I know that he's giving a lot of people hope.
Claro.
Again, you know, given the current political climate, ahorita Esperanza is exactly what everybody wants. And, you know, just, hey, we're all taking risks trying to come up with somebody that's amazing and and that's going to try to make a difference.
No, sí, claro. So in las conversaciones today, I did want to make sure that everyone knew who we have waiting in the lobby. I know that we were kind of quiet, but we had mentioned it before. We do have the new superintendent for Napa Valley Unified School District, Doctora Rosana Musetti. Super, super excited for this show. So please hang around for our second segment of conversaciones. De nuevo, I mean, I just wanted to talk about how our week was going. I know that the last time I was here, I had bad news, unfortunately, that my grandfather had passed away, and it has been a weird experience. I say weird because this is the first time anyone has ever passed in our family.
Really?
Yeah. So we're three generations in,
and this
is the first person that that passes away from my mom's side of the family. So it's been both really cool, but at the same time,
you know, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It is
going
hard.
Going through an experience like that that you're not familiar with.
And you don't know how to kind of go through the ups and downs, mm-hmm. especially like, okay, I'm good. And then someone comes and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. And then you're back down, you know? And you, us as women that are, well, at least myself, that's in control.
Un poquito más emocional.
No, that we're in control. You know that you're
Honey,
in control.
You are never honestly in control of anything.
Right.
You're like fake in control. At least that's what my psychiatrist tells me.
Yeah. So, you know, all of a sudden you want to be in control. You have your emotions. Sometimes you're kind of like, even that fake control, you know
yes.
what I mean? That you have it. And then all of a sudden, you know,
someone
pierde,
says something or miras algo, you know, and
yeah.
right back in.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. It happened to me on Tuesday going to work. And I'm like, I'm fine. I, you know, turn on the radio, you know, talk radio, and I'm listening. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm an exit away from going into work and I'm bawling.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
So I know that we had talked about mental health and how we're going to get that. Yes, going through it severely right now. So, I do want to thank everyone that sent messages, whether it was email, private message. Everyone has been really, really nice. I did get some anonymous flowers sent to my house.
Wow,
so
that's
if
nice.
You were that person, you know, it'd be really, really nice that I would be able to give you thanks over the air. I don't know who they're from, but they sent their condolences. I don't think
that's really super sweet.
It really was. If they went online and did everything, I'm sure it's someone close because I don't give my personal information to anybody.
There you go.
So I know it's someone that forgot to put their name on the card. So very, very unfortunate.
Unless you have a really incredible stalker. You know, that's always exciting.
No, it's not exciting.
No, it's definitely not.
I really don't want to have a stalker. So I'm crossing my fingers that it's not. So anyway, if you're just tuning in, we were just kind of dando la bienvenida to La Hora 1440 AM on La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
And so this is really going to be a short segment because we want to give a longer segment to Doctora Rosana Musetti,
mm-hmm.
Who's waiting for us in the lobby. So please tune in. And again, please stay, ténganos en cuenta, vayan a nuestra Instagram página. Make sure that you send us a message. Tell us that you're listening. Tell us the topics you want to hear in the future. Because I know we have various, pero ahorita como hay ese transcurso y cambio entre mm-hmm. nuestros superintendents, we really want to know what's going down.
What's going down? And who this new person?
Who this? So please tune in y ahorita los esperamos de regreso. Hola, hola, mi lindo Valle. Estamos de regreso. This is your host, Isela.
And your co-host, Gabriela Fernandez.
This is La Hora with Isela.
Hey, Gabriela.
And we have passed our first segment of La Hora on 1440 AM, and we're going into conversaciones.
My favorite time.
Yes, it is. And so conversaciones, we have a special guest here today. Our special guest is la nueva superintendiente of NVUSD, Napa Valley Unified School District, Doctora Rosana Musetti. Bienvenida.
Gracias. Buenos días.
Buenos días. You guys could see the smile on this lady. Oh, my goodness.
It lights up her
room. I know. It really does.
When I walked in, she smiled. I was like, oh, okay.
Gracias. Welcome to this.
Hello. The energy was just like, I like this already.
Oh, gracias. Thank you.
Rosana, I know first week.
First week.
And it
week
had, one. And it's not completed yet, so I know you had a little break, but even then you were still working.
I was. I was in the downtown 4th of July parade yesterday, ooh, so that yes. was really fun to engage with the comunidad.
Well, great. That is great to hear. So
I'm actually super cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, day three.
Day three, I'm in a parade. Yeah.
I love Napa.
Heck yeah. I love Napa too if I was in a parade.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Que viva.
So, Rosana, I know we always like our conversaciones piece because it's just that. It's conversaciones, just kind of going back and forth. And, of course, we do have just some small little questions, and we just want to know who you are.
Sure.
And so, ¿de dónde vienes? I mean, the little bit that I know.
I know nothing. Yeah. Isela, for all of our radio escuchas out there, Isela, you know, since she's on the school board, she got the lovely pleasure of interviewing her. But I know absolutely nothing, so I'm just as excited for conversaciones as you are.
We've got to update Gabriela.
Yes. And so, Doctora Rosana, please explain to us, like, ¿de dónde vienes? Because I think Napa has a true blessing coming into life.
Seguro que sí. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm honored to be here today. I'm a California native. I'm originally from Los Angeles, Southern Ooh. California. I come from a first generation. I'm the first one in my family to be born here in the States.
That's amazing.
My mother is
our wildlife.
Cuba, and she immigrated from Cuba first to Miami, and then realized that it was going to be hard to learn English in Miami, so she decided to head west to California. Mm-hmm. And she came here when she was 17 years old and started bringing family over little by little. And then my father, born in Italy, thus the last name Musetti. But raised in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He left Italy when he was 3, and then he was in Buenos Aires, and then made his way over to California. I'm the first one in my family born in California. I grew up in a transgenerational home, so with my abuelos cubanos. Mm-hmm. When they came over, they lived with us until they passed, and so that was my reality. And I loved school, so it makes sense that I'm a superintendent.
Yes, perfect sense.
I hate school,
yeah, no.
But I'm there every day.
Yeah, no, I was one of those. Some superintendents, you know, they fall off and make their way back in, but I was one of those kids that just was really, really passionate about everything that school had to offer. I loved my teachers. I loved sports. I loved doing music. I loved the whole deal. And then I left LA to come up to UC Berkeley.
Ooh.
I had the opportunity. It's a really, really good school. So, you know, my familia, like many of our, you know, students may even be facing this in Napa, there are idea was that if you're going to go to college, they really wanted, you know, we came here, we made all sorts of sacrifices, but we really want you to get your education. That's important. We don't know exactly how you do it, but just go do it.
Go
right?
do it. Yes.
And so
that's my dad.
Yeah.
You just define my father right now.
Yeah. And that's the support that comes, right? Yeah. Go figure it out. And so I did. And so when the opportunity came, though, they really wanted me to stay local, right? They didn't want me to go far away. My abuela didn't want me to go far away. And my down to my tios, my tias, everybody, you know, we had our whole, especially when you have abuelos living in your household, mm-hmm. your whole family kind
Mija,
of.
¿Dónde vas?
Yeah, they,
like,
they
what's
hover.
Wrong with this one right here.
Yeah. But, you know, I like a lot of our students, you know, college counselors, they, you know, at that time they sort of had a perception given the fact that, you know, do you have family support to go away? And it was like, well, not really. You know, do your parents have, you know, the money necessarily to go away and travel and like leave the state? And I was like, no, not really. So they tried to make some safe choices for me. And I was like, well, there's this, you know, university up north, Cal, and I hear it's really good. And I think I have the grades to get there. And I did. And so we made it happen. And I came up to the Bay Area for the Cal and go Golden Bears. I'm a total bear.
Yeah.
And I never went back. And that was probably
that
my
was my next
fear,
question.
Right? So here I am.
That's why they didn't want you to leave. They're like, she's never coming back.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, so my time at Cal was incredible. I fell in love with the Bay Area. Also, when I was at Cal, when I was 19, I decided my second year at Cal that, you know, like many people, once they leave their family and their local community, you know, they all of a sudden want to grow and they want to learn more about their roots. So right. I decided to travel back to Cuba when I was a sophomore.
Oh, that's awesome.
At Cal, and I went to La Habana. My abuela was the youngest of 21.
Wow.
I was the first person who'd gone back since my mother, who was the first one to leave. And so this was a really big deal.
Yeah.
So an entire, like, barrio, like, came, like, the minute I was arrived. Like, it was just
and
dozens of...
Oh, my goodness.
It was such
you know, and people
story.
Traveled from El Campo, from Santa Clara, where my abuela was originally born, because they heard that her nieta was coming back to
that's so sweet! Oh, gave me chills.
Yeah. And so it's actually, that experience was really special because it was twofold. Number one, I really learned sort of, you know, the value of you really getting connected with your roots
and
what
roots.
Yeah, what an asset that is. And I'd had that experience here through my family in California because we were really close-knit family. But to have it, you know, back home was really, really special. And yeah, my abuela didn't have passed a first grade education because she grew up in El Campo. And so that was how it worked there. And so, you know, she was really limited. And here I was kind of UC Berkeley bound back to La Habana, connecting with family, which was really neat. So that was exciting. But the second thing is I have a family in Cuba. I was really inspired by the educational system because post the revolution in Cuba, and, you know, politics are politics, and we don't need to get into that. But one thing that was prioritized and at that time in the 90s is the fact that education was a high priority nationally. So despite the economic reality in Cuba, despite the political reality in Cuba, it was great to really see in a third world country when education is prioritized.
Yes.
They have three-year-olds have universal preschool, right? When you're 6, 7, 8 years old, I saw in the schools there that everybody has extended day and enrichment programs. And if you're really good at music or if you're really good at sports, you get to
you
do
get
that
to
after
into
school.
That. Yeah.
And
awesome.
It's taken care of for all kids on the island. And so I found that really inspirational.
That is
so
inspirational.
People say, you know, how are the músicos cubanos so good at what they do? And it's like, well, they've actually been getting training and educated since they were little. We have really good athletes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why, because there's that we find what your gift is and we find what you bring to the table
it.
And you nurture it.
And not really what your parents think you're good at, like baseball or basketball. Kind of force it upon you.
Exactly. So there's not sort of that divide. Everybody has access.
Yeah.
And so that was my inspiration. When I came back from that trip, I decided I majored in psychology, but I took a lot of education courses in the education school at Cal. And I said, that's it. That's what I want to do. I want to come back. I want to teach. I want to, you know, create access for kids. I want them to have outstanding educational experiences because I learned how transformational education could be for me, my family, like my immediate family. And I had that sort of example of what happens when despite economic circumstances, you have access to a high quality education experience. It can be personally transformational and it can be transformational for your community.
And generationally.
And generationally.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking about how your grandmother had a first grade education and here you come generations later. And
Doctora.
And you know, right now that you're saying that after this trip, eso es lo que decidiste hacer. What we like to call it here, kind of like your Oprah moment, you know, we say, cuando se te prendió el foco. And so we're actually seeing that came to light when you came back, how you you transformed into this new career. So felicidades, Doctora.
Thank you.
I know going back to your roots, I try, at least on my father's side, because it's the family that I less grew up with. Try to figure out exactly where they came from, and it's really, really hard going down that family tree, and especially when grandfather and grandmother is no longer there. We kind of want to know, you know, siempre me quedo with a question mark on my family side of the family. My mom's, they're present, they're always there, you know, they're local, and unfortunately with my dad's side of the family, I wish I could always find that piece. I just found out my dad wanted to be he was a teacher.
Oh,
he was a teacher locally.
Wow.
I had no
That's
idea.
School board.
It's in her blood.
Yeah, and it's funny because, I mean, I sat here, I mean, I'm 30-something odd years, I'm not going to say. And y para darme cuenta that my dad was an instructor for, you know, kindergarten through about, you know, fifth, sixth grade. And I had no idea. And I look at my dad, I'm like, really? You were an instructor?
You?
But it was in un pueblito where, you know, they didn't have all those resources there. And now he's telling me at this point in his life, yeah, I really wish I could have pursued that career. And I'm sitting here, are you kidding me? Why didn't you ever say anything? It's never too late. Doctora, my other question is, it's pretty much you're coming to to Napa. Totally different climate from where you're at. And so if anything, if anyone could miss any kind of behavior or things that you did for the school district where you pertained, what would they say that would be now that you're no longer there?
That's a great question. Buena pregunta. So I was in the San Leandro Unified School District. It's in the East Bay. Mm-hmm. Borders Oakland
and Hayward. Right?
Yeah, right between Oakland and Hayward. And when you ask that question, I guess something that comes to mind is one of the last school board meetings, the president of the San Leandro Teachers Association, President John Scher, he came up to the podium and he said something. I was very humbled. They were very, very kind words, describing sort of the five-year tenure there for him as a labor union leader and for his teachers, his members, the psychologists, the nurses, several of the people that serve in our school district. And he said that, you know, Dr. Musetti, she's so passionate, she's so hardworking, but one of the great things was to work with somebody who was willing to evoke change, but do it in a way that coupled with a lot of passion and having fun doing it.
Good.
And it's really important, I think, as we think about the fact that schools serve youth, they mm-hmm. serve our young people,
yeah.
They serve their families, and so as we're working with youth, it's really, really hard work to make improvements in the educational experiences of our students and in our school systems. And so, you know, I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
I work hard. I'm very, very dedicated. I think that if they'll notice my absence, although I built, I think, a strong team. I'm really good at building teams and working with people.
That's amazing. That's how you get things done.
But they'll see that combination, I think, of hard work, serious business, you know, going towards that gold standard of that high quality educational experience for all students.
Yeah.
But having fun and being really energized and passionate while you do it, I think, is really, really important, because we have to remember the why, and the why is our students, and they're our youth. And so if we don't bring lots of passion to the work that we do, then we're not going to get really far. So I think we have to keep them sort of at the center as we do the hard work of uplifting and improving our schools.
I really like that. I really appreciate that you said that, because, like you said, you know, you do work with youth, and in order to keep them engaged, you have to be able to deliver the message in a very relatable way. And sometimes that does come with, you know, work hard, but at the same time, let's have some fun while we're doing it.
For sure.
Ay, ay, ay.
I guess are you living in Napa yet?
I'm not. I live in Oakland.
Wow,
I'm still
commuting.
In the East Bay. I'm grinding through a commute. My daughter is a senior, so yes. I have a little bit more about myself. I have a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old, a rising 12th grader and a rising
hands
7th
full.
Grader.
Yeah, that's
I do
for sure.
Hands full, right?
I can relate.
All labors of love, the children, the job, all of it are labors of love. So I'm grinding through the commute because my oldest, Sophia, she is graduating. And so I kind of want to let her go through her college application
yes.
process this fall and graduate in the spring, and then hopefully make our way north.
Sacrifices of a mama.
Yeah.
That is
mom
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Working
Have
mom.
You been able to explore Napa at all yet?
Yes, I've been in Napa. It's a beautiful place to be. Mm-hmm. There's so much here, mm-hmm. I think, in terms of the people, in terms of, you know, just the place. It's
yeah.
It's a really special place. You
it
can
is.
Tell the energy.
It is. The energy mm-hmm. is really lovely. We have an awesome community. What specifically drew you to Napa? You know, San Leandro, I mean, you're not very far away. You're just on the other
right,
side.
Right, right,
right. What drew you to Napa?
Yeah, for the job, in terms of the job, I think that there was an incredible amount of alignment between the strategic goals of the school district. I think through my personal story, you hear about my passion for equity and inclusion, mm-hmm. for ensuring college and career readiness and closing that opportunity gap so that students can have transformational experiences through their educational journey, mm-hmm. like the one that I had and that my family is experiencing because of it. And so that it's very clear that those explicit goals were real for this school district. And so I need to be in a place that's really serious about that, so that all that passion and hard work can align and you feel like people are going to support it. And
right.
so it was really clear, I think, that the school board supported that. The outgoing Dr. Sweeney, the outgoing superintendent, I know brought a lot of commitment and focus mm-hmm. around that. And so for the job, it was definitely, it just seemed like a really, really good fit
right.
in that way my values around education and its purpose were aligned in the direction that the district's currently in and where they want to go, because there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Always, always.
If you can address our Latino community, you could say it in Spanish, of course.
Claro.
what can they expect under your leadership? I know that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, new is change and change isn't always good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what could they expect from?
Yeah, el cambio puede ser bien difícil. The unknown can be a challenge for
scary,
some.
Yeah. Yes. You don't have expectations mm-hmm. for, you know, how things are going to go. Mm-hmm.
Pero yo creo que la comunidad va a ver que a mí me gusta trabajar con la gente.
Claro.
I link arm in arm with folks. That's true with staff. I like to work directly with students, even in a senior management role. I think it's important for us mm-hmm. to have that connectivity con la juventud. And then with families, right? So I think that the Latino community, I'm really excited about, you know, going out to some of the different school sites and doing engagement y poder presentar en español, tener conversaciones en español directamente con la comunidad latina, con los padres y con la juventud. Ellos son nuestros clientes en el distrito escolar. And so I'm really excited about, you know, working directly with them, linking arms. And I think something I do really well before I get to that hard work is I really like to listen.
Yep.
I like to listen and learn. So these first 6 months, estos primeros seis meses, voy a escuchar bastante para entender qué necesita la comunidad, cuáles van a ser los mejores pasos para poder traer el mejoramiento. Y también utilizar la fundación que tenemos, que sabemos que hay éxitos en Napa y queremos usar esa fundación para tomar los pasos al mejoramiento también.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You talked about your children, but your lovely husband.
Yes, I have a husband. Se llama Orlando. Orlando, yes. Orlando is also first generation. His families are, both his parents are actually from La Habana, Cuba. So we met here and it was meant to be.
Literally.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Orlando and I were both born in the same neighborhood. It was a Cuban Puerto Rican immigrant neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Small of a world.
And we never met in Los Angeles growing up, but we were here and there was a very famous Cuban percussionist that was here in the Bay Area back in the 90s when a lot of artists were coming. And we both went to that show and we connected there and we were like, oh, you're first generation Cuban from LA through the Bay Area. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It was we had a real strong personal connection. But yeah, Orlando was with me yesterday in the 4th of July parade.
That's so cool.
He's very, very supportive. He's done a lot of youth development work. He did community work and worked for several nonprofits and has also done a little bit in the technology industry where he is today. Yeah. But he's kind of been between the two. And he's really excited. We had a great time yesterday interfacing with the community. He passed out manzanas, calabaza. manzanas and calabaza was our main. Mm. We were highlighting our food services improvements. So our food services department was out there. So we were sending out el mensaje de comer saludable, que es la importancia de nuestros alumnos comer y nuestras familias comer saludablemente.
Mm-hmm. Now, do I hear that he's a musician?
He is, yeah.
Okay.
He does that outside of his day job and being a father and husband. Yes, he's músico. He's a cantante.
Really?
For the last 25 years here in the Bay Area, he's been singing salsa and Latin jazz.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and
that's
actually
good to hear.
Over the last couple decades, he's been to the Valley a lot to do different festivals or different, you know, events.
Does he have a single thing or is it a group?
He works with several Latin groups here in the Bay Area.
Okay.
You know, he's recorded with several. One of the albums too with one of the Latin jazz bands was actually nominated for a Latin Grammy.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's definitely a personal passion for him. And he, too, we both are very big believers in the power of music and the lives of our young people. So I look forward. That was another, Gabriela, you asked about why Napa. I have really, as I kind of researched the district in preparation for coming into the position, I really appreciated how much we seem to value the arts here as a school district. That isn't true. That isn't true in every school district and not every community. And it's really key. I got so excited when oí que había mariachi. I was like, oh my God, Orlando, I'm going to a school district and they have mariachi. So a mariachi program. So I got really excited. Yesterday was awesome at the 4th of July parade. There's lots of things I'm loving about Napa, but we had to take tons of video. There was the El Grupo Oaxaqueño. They did an amazing job in the parade yesterday. It was really exciting to watch them do their music and their dance with their mascaras.
Like, yes, that was really cool. I saw a couple of little kids get scared, which I always think is so funny. I was like, it's just a mask. It's okay. No, I love that he sings. That's literally so cool. Yeah. I know a couple of times the Oxbow has had some like Latin music going on for a couple of their events. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Grupo Candela.
Yeah, Candela. Okay. Yeah, of course, so we know Candela. Yes. Orlando's worked with several of the musicians.
Oh, that's awesome. I really
great.
Love that group.
Yeah. So we're connected on that.
And so, and I'm not trying to cut Orlando out of here, but we should have Orlando on the show, and then we can make it about him. But it's about Dr. Musetti today.
That's
sorry,
good.
Orlando.
No, that's good. Yesterday,
is
while
listening?
We were in I'm not sure. I'm not. I don't think so. I think he had something at work this
morning.
And
that's quite all right. Yeah, we'll send him the recording.
We'll send him the recording. Yes.
So what's next? What can we expect?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Like I mentioned, I think listening is really important. So over the next 3 months, essentially, the work has started. It started on day one, is I really need to do a lot of FaceTime meeting individually with staff. I think staff that work centrally. I'm looking forward to meeting with all of my school board members and spending a lot of time with them over the first couple months. Going out and doing some focus groups with families. In different parts of the community. I'm looking forward to meeting all of our principals. I think school site administrators play a critical role in the success of your school district to make sure that our schools are warm, welcoming, inclusive spaces for all kids and all families. And so I'm going to do a lot of sort of a listening and learning tour is really my focus over the next 3 months. And then my hope and plan is that after I have that experience, I am a doctora, so I'll sort of qualitatively analyze all of that data,
and you'll give us your diagnosis later. I'm sure.
And I'll share with the school board sort of what I came to learn and how I think that we can sort of take that data coupled with the strategic goals and priorities that I know the board has spent a significant amount of time in sort of investing in to make sure that we stay focused around the right things for our students, and kind of couple those things together to put together a plan on how we can go ahead and continue to move the school district forward.
100%.
So I'm really excited about that work, and really this first year is about building relationships. That's really critical.
And I love that that's a focus for you, because too often you'll see sometimes people when it's somebody new, and again we're talking about cambio and how that can be scary for some people, and all too often sometimes when someone comes into position, they just come in with their own thing of what they think needs to happen, and they start making changes right away when that's not necessarily, what you need to do. You need to listen, you need to engage with others, figure out, what is the current climate in this
community.
Place.
In this district.
Exactly. Because not every, you said, not every school.
There's no formula.
Nope, exactly.
No, if there was a formula, then all schools would be, all school districts would be all performing really well, meeting the needs of every student, and that's not the case. So it's really important, like you said, Gabriela, to really customize what we're going to do based on the needs of the young people and the families and the community of Napa.
Yep.
And so I need to dive deep into Napa and get to know Napa really, really well so that we can co-construct and build together that improvement. And so I love to do that work with people. I love people. I don't think that, sin la gente no se puede hacer nada.
Oh, no.
You can't do this work alone. No se puede hacer sola. No se puede hacer sola.
Doctora Rosana, and I just wanted to let you know, before we conclude this segment of conversaciones, I heard the one comment that really knocked it out of the park. I think it was during the Latino Roundtable event, that you have been a dream come true for certain people, because there are leaders that have been peleando en la lucha for a Latino to come into the superintendent position. Not saying that Patrick Sweeney wasn't at all. He was very humble, knew the roots, had the background, and had the passion.
Mucho corazón.
Yes, we're going. O sea, que la marcha has always been going forward. I don't think it was like a step back. And so I just wanted to let you know that if you didn't hear that message clearly, I'm sure that many have conveyed the fact that that you have been a dream come true for them in esa lucha that Napa Napa Valley has been looking for quite some time. So, te damos la bienvenida.
Gracias, Napa. Es un honor, un privilegio, y aquí para servir.
Bueno, and if you're just tuning
loved
in.
Loved having her.
Yes, 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 indeed. I told you this was going to be a great conversación. And so we really didn't put together like a whole plan because I knew it was going to be so easy to talk to you, especially during the interview process. It was an amazing experience. I kind of sat back and I'm like, whoa, okay, this is powerful.
I told you when I walked into the room this morning and she just turned around and smiled, I'm like, I feel that right now.
Gracias. Yeah. I appreciate all the support and confidence. I hope to deliver. I hope to be here a long time and I hope to make a real difference.
Y claro que sí.
And we're always here. If you ever want to come back, let us know how things are going. You know, you want to give a little shout out over the air about things that you have.
I think that's a really great point because I think something we need to do in school districts is we need to market ourselves and we need to market the amazing things that are happening.
Claro
all too often, school districts get negative attention for the problems that they face, and they're always going to be there. Yep. But what's really important is that ongoing communication con la comunidad so that they know all the positive things that are happening as well. So I look forward to using you as a potential venue for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be honored.
If you're just tuning in, we're ending our second segmento of Conversaciones. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. Please stay tuned for current, I believe we're going to have some
eventos
coming up in our community. Te esperamos luego. Hola, hola. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. So we are back. We just finished Conversaciones. Great plática, right?
Literally amazing. I love her. I love her energy. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I noticed from her was la energía that was just like exuding from her body. And like,
I think she's really excited about the position.
I think she is. And I think it's so cool that they let her be in the parade yesterday. Yeah. She's like, third day on the job, I'm already in a parade.
Right. She sent us a notice yesterday and I'm like, I'm out of town. I can't. And you know, with my grandfather's stuff. So I, you know, it's really nice that she's actually like
putting her face out there
and sending us a message.
Communicating.
That, it's so nice. I'm not saying that Patrick didn't because he did a little bit too much. Just giving much love to you, Patrick. So this is, again, so please, we want you to go to our Instagram account. Please like us. Please also send us private messages about special topics you want to hear about. So I know usually we'll talk about immigration, mental health. We talk about anything
sexual.
That affects our sexual.
Love.
We talk
ridiculous
about anything
relationships.
You want to talk about. You see, we're talking over each other. But yes, ridiculous things. But you know what? Those are important things because we talk about those taboos that we don't talk about. And then we talk about those things that we talk overboard about.
Yes.
Like, what were we talking about the other day? We're like, we should talk about horoscopes because people really believe
they
about
really
that
get
crap.
Into their horoscope. And then they base their whole life off of their horoscope.
Okay, then play those numbers, those lotto numbers, and see how many times you win. That should be a sign. But anyway, we wanted to talk about events that are going on in our community. One of those, I want to say this out loud, is the fact that, you know, I didn't know American Canyon had a fireworks show. And, you know, Neither did I. I had no idea. And so maybe we just need to get the word out, you know, these little local events. Post them on Facebook. Send us a link to these events. We'd like to get the word out there so you can have a better outcome. But you know what? If you were driving through American Canyon, you could see that from Highway 29.
That's so cool.
So it was really, really
nice. Yeah, because you said you were driving, no?
Yeah, I was driving and I pulled over right next to Safeway, which was perfect view.
Yep.
So, and of course it wasn't congested whatsoever, but then I kept going. As soon as they go wild at the very end, I took off because I didn't want to be in any
stuck
kind of
in
traffic.
The traffic. Oh yeah. Same. I was at the, like I said, at the Oxbow Commons, and right as soon as they started going crazy, I was like, getting up and heading out of here because there's going to be an insane amount of traffic for everybody trying to get out of this place.
So, first event we have, Latin Rhythm Boys are coming to Silos this Friday, July 6th. This event is from 8:30 to 11. Wow, we're going late night. And you can purchase tickets ahead on time online for $15 or pay $20 at the door. Come out for a powerhouse of high energy Puerto Rico music that includes salsa as well as their specialty, how would you pronounce that?
Jibaro?
Jibaro sound. Jibaro.
Jibaro?
Yeah. I guess.
It's going to be a good time. That's
it's
going
to be good.
I'm over here looking at the 8:30 to 11. I'm like, wow, that's late. Ya como soy abuelita y me acuesto a las 9. Nev City Nights is still going strong. So if you're looking for something fun to do on your Friday nights this summer, make sure you head on down to Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Napa and catch all of the awesome live bands that they have. The event is free, so ya saben cómo me pongo cuando las cosas son gratis. Yeah. Why not get there? So every Friday from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
Oh, wow. Join KVON, KVYN radio owners Will and Julissa Marcencia this Saturday, July 7th at Napa Public Library starting at 2 p.m. as they share their story about adventures on the radio and how they've used their platform to help Napa's community. So don't forget, that's this Saturday at the library starting at 2.
Yes, that's going to be a good time. Skate Rising, a youth-focused skateboarding program, is going to be taking over the Napa Skate Park on July 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's this Sunday. The free event, otra vez gratis, free, is going to be offering fun free community events as part of their five-stop Feed the Need 2018 tour focused on feeding the homeless. So Skate Rising teaches girls between the ages of 4 to 18 compassion through service and empowerment through skateboarding. So the tour is sponsored by Tactics. They're going to be holding events in five major cities. One of them is going to be right here in Napa, with the goal of building 1,000 care kits to benefit the homeless, inspire confidence and compassion in girls, and offer free learn to skate clinics run by professionals from Stomp Sessions. Each event offers free rental gear so anyone can get aboard, and at the end of every session, fun items and gear are raffled off for free. So all participants can enter by signing a commit to kindness contract as part of a larger anti-bullying initiative.
That
so definitely
is awesome.
Be sure to check that out. Yeah, it's
that's
super cool.
That's cool.
I love that.
Maybe I'll do that. July 8th. That's this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Come to a local.
But you're not between the ages of 4 to 18.
I am if I want to be. ¿Te imaginas? Toda canosa llegando. I'm 18. What do you mean?
Well, I'm also just kind of like, why does it only have to be girls? But you know what? Hey, initiatives are out there, sometimes right. Tailored for specific claro. People. But if you're a girl between the ages of 4 to 18, be sure you check that out.
All right. Come to Locals Trivia Night with co-host City of Napa Water Division. Sorry. Put all your hard-earned Napa wildlife knowledge to the test. This month's Wild Napa will feature an interactive pub-style trivia game. Come alone or come with a team of 4 to 6 ringers and compete to see who knows the most about local Napa County wildlife. Wild Napa Trivia Edition will be held at Hop Creek Pub in Browns Valley July 11th. This event is free and goes from 7 to 9.
Gratis
de nuevo. I know. So, your dicho of the week: education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
Amen. La educación es la arma más poderosa que puedes usar para cambiar el mundo, dicho por nuestro querido Nelson Mandela.
Y de nuevo, aquí estamos concluding our show. It's always a pleasure, and it feels like, bam.
Super
like,
fast.
Literally 2 seconds that our show takes. I wish it would last longer, pero desafortunadamente, we have to go, and we'll prepare for next week's show. So please stay tuned to Instagram so we can tell you
Laura 1440 KVON.